KCRW sponsors include Make It Universal and Rotten Tomatoes, presenting Scene on Screen with Jacqueline Coley, a brand new podcast about the people at NBC Universal and the movies that define them. Available wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
I'm Joe Morgenstern, the film critic of The Wall Street Journal. The heroine of Beast, a young English woman named Mole, is obviously troubled, and she falls for a flagrantly troubled man named Pascal. This prompts her very proper sister to ask, what is it about him? Mole answers instantly, his smell. We have to take her judgment on faith, since smell-o-vision movies never did catch on. But other senses tell us that these two will make a volatile couple, and that they're played by a pair of exceptional actors, Jesse Buckley and Johnny Flynn. This formidably accomplished debut feature by Michael Pierce takes us down familiar paths into a darkness all its own. The setting is the island of Jersey in the English Channel near the coast of Normandy. Pascal claims to be descended from Norman noblemen, though nobility isn't the first thing you think of when you see this handyman with rough hands and bedroom eyes. He's a perfect fit for the mysterious serial killer who's been stalking the island. Is Pascal really the beast of the title? Mole may suspect so and may not care. She has violence in her past, a deep streak of self-destructiveness, and a voracious appetite for danger. In the hands of a less skillful actress, although skill barely hints at Jesse Buckley's quicksilver presence, Mole might have been an anthology of conflicts and symptoms. Instead, she's a flesh-and-blood beauty from a prosperous family, trying urgently, if dangerously, to find the love that will make her whole. Her haughty, flint-hearted mother is played by the superb Geraldine James, and the mother has one of the film's most chilling lines. "Maybe I've been too soft on you." I suppose the film is too long. It certainly indulges in a couple of silly contrivances. I say I suppose because I was fascinated by every bit of it, even though I glanced at my watch every now and then. I didn't acknowledge that it was too long until I heard someone saying so on the way out. Most of the time, it's terrifically taut. That word is routinely applied to thrillers, but it's specially appropriate to Michael Pierce's style, which relies on specificity. Almost every moment generates dramatic tension from a source that can be as subtle as a glance or a single syllable of body language. More than that, the film goes beyond who did what into matters of intention and expiation. Mole and Pascal are damaged and damaging souls. That's clear from the start. But did they mean to do whatever they might have done in the past, and does that matter? How much forgiveness have they earned? Wherever she goes, people who know her ask in tones of disapproval, what is wrong with her? Wherever he goes, people who know nothing about him assume the worst. Beast plays with its lovers deftly and then pitilessly. I'm Joe Morgenstern. I'll be back on KCRW next week with more reviews.
KCRW sponsors include Make It Universal and Rotten Tomatoes, presenting Scene on Screen with Jacqueline Coley, a brand new podcast about the people at NBC Universal and the movies that define them. Available wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.